Bob and Jem gave Rose and the doctor a tour of Bob's collection. "Who was this Glint bloke then?" Rose asked.
"Amlik Glint," Bob said, "the scourge of the spaceways. He was a pirate, a privateer, an adventurer, a bandit. He stole a fortune in jewels, precious metals and rare artifacts in a career that lasted over 50 years. And his crew were robots, right?" the doctor said. Bob nodded. "All except the cabin boy and..." His voice tailed off.
"And?" Rose prompted.
"And that was probably why he was so successful. They were a cutthroat bunch, all with faulty personality circuits. But they worked as a team, and they respected Glint absolutely, trusted him completely.
Until he sold them for scrap," Jim said. "That's the story. Glint was never caught. He vanished. Sold his crew to a tech yard on Metallurgus 5, sailed off into the spiral and was never seen again." "But why?"
"Perhaps he got a good retirement package," the doctor said. "No pension plan problems, I'm guessing, right?" "Right. He had a fortune amassed by then, and no mistake," Bob said.
"Come and see it," Jim said excitedly. "The lost treasure. We got it through here."
"You've got Glint's fortune?"
"Not really," Bob said, smiling. "Just a mock-up of what it might have looked like stacked in his old..."
To Rose, it looked exactly as she imagined a pile of treasure looted from rich cargo ships and passenger space liners of the future would look. She joined the others to peer through a glass screen into a small room that seemed to be piled high with ingots and jewels, gold and silver, coins and antiques. Bob smiled.
"I have to keep the environment sealed and airtight, or some of the materials used will decay and tarnish."
"Remind me," said the doctor, "why do people think Glint came to Starfall?"